Mozambique, with its aqua blue skies, as you describe it, in love and dancing, cheek to cheek, for a week, certainly sounds nice. I do enjoy a romantic and pleasantly social getaway. I must admit that from your description, I wouldn't really know it. From Madagascar, is there something in particular about Mozambique which you like? Together, anywhere you like. Let's just meet up at a coffee shop. and step outside the door together. 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 Direction of greater exactness as is well known, led to large tracts of it becoming formalized so that proofs can be carried out according to a few mechanical rules. The most comprehensive formal systems yet set up are, on the one hand, the system of Principia Mathematica, and on the other, the axiom system for sets theory of Zermelo Fraenkel, later extended by J.V. Neumann. These two systems are so extensive that all methods of proof used in mathematics today have been formalized in them. I.e. reduced to a few axioms and rules of inference. It may therefore be surmised that these axioms and rules of inference are also sufficient to decide all mathematical questions which can in any way at all be expressed formally in the systems concerned. It is shown below that this is not the case, and that in both the systems mentioned there are in fact relatively simple problems in the theory of ordinary whole numbers which cannot be decided from the axioms. This situation is not due in some way to the special nature of the system set up, but holds for a very extensive class of formal systems, including in particular all those arising from the addition of a finite number of axioms to the two systems mentioned, provided that thereby no false propositions of the kind described in footnote 4 become provable. Before going into details, we shall first indicate the main lines of the proof, naturally without laying claim to exactness. The formula of a formal system, we restrict ourselves here to the system PM, are looked at from outside. Finite series of basic signs, variables, logical constants, and or brackets or separation points. And it is easy to state precisely just which series of basic signs are meaningful formula and which are not. Proofs from the formal standpoint are likewise nothing but finite series of formulae with certain specifiable characteristics. For metamathematical purposes, it is naturally immaterial what objects are taken as basic signs. And we propose to use natural numbers for them. Accordingly, then, a formula is a finite series of natural numbers, and a particular proof schema is a finite series of natural numbers. Metamathematical concepts and propositions thereby become concepts and propositions concerning natural numbers, all series of them. And therefore at least partially expressible in the symbols of the system PM itself. In particular, it can be shown that the concepts formula, proof schema, and provable formula are definable in the system PM, i.e. one can give a formula f of v of PM, for example, with one free variable v of the type of a series of numbers such that f of v interpreted as the content states v is a provable formula. Now, we obtain an undecidable proposition of the system PM, i.e. a proposition A for which neither A or not A are provable in the following manner. A formula of PM with just one free variable, and that of the type of the natural numbers, class of classes, we shall designate a class sign. We think of the class signs as being somehow arranged in a series, and denote the nth one by R of n. And we note that the concept class sign, as well as the ordering relation R, are definable in the system PM. Let alpha be any class sign by alpha n. We designate that formula which is derived on replacing the free variable in the class sign alpha by the sign for the natural number n. The three-term relation x equals yz also proves to be definable in PM. We now define a class k of natural numbers as follows. Overscribed R of N, N where Bavice bar X means X is a provable formula. Since the concepts which appear in the definitions are all definable in PM, so too is the concept K, which is constituted from them. I.e. there is a class sign S, such that the formula SN, interpreted as to its content, states that the natural number n belongs to K. yes, being a class sign is identical with some determinate R of Q, i.e. S equals R of Q holds for some determinate natural number Q. We now show that the proposition R of Q, Q is undecidable in PM for supposing the proposition R of Q, Q were provable, it would also be correct. But that means, as has been said, that Q would belong to K, i.e. according to one, the bus bar with a line over it, R of Q, Q would hold good in contradiction to our initial assumption if, on the contrary, the negation R of Q, Q were provable, then Q, E, K with a line over it, i.e. Bivar's bar, R of Q, Q would hold good. R of Q, Q would thus be provable at the same time as its negation, which again is impossible. The analogy between this result and Richard's antinomy leaps to the eye. There is also a close relationship with the liar antinomy, since the undecidable proposition R of Q, Q states precisely that Q belongs to K, i.e. according to one, that R of Q, Q is not provable. We are therefore confronted with the proposition which asserts its own unprovability. The method of proof just exhibited can clearly be applied to every formal system having the following features. Firstly, interpreted as to content, it displays of sufficient means of expression to define the concepts occurring in the above argument, in particular the concept provable formula. Secondly, every provable formula in it is also correct as regards content. The exact statement of the above proof, which now follows, will have, among others, the task of substituting for the second of these assumptions a purely formal and much weaker one. From the remark that R of Q, Q asserts its own unprovability, it follows at once that R Q, Q is correct. Since R of Q, Q is certainly unprovable because undecidable, so the proposition which is undecidable in the system PM yet turns out to be decided by metamathematical consideration. The close analysis of this remarkable circumstance leads to surprising results concerning proofs of consistency of formal systems, which are dealt with in more detail in Section 4, Proposition 11. That was Kurt Gödel's On Formally Undecidable Propositions, Section 1.
you hear a voice inside your head, and you already know what it said. When the voice is true, it's you. You can find a way, one step back home. You can find a way, you already know where to go. When you hear a voice inside your heart, and you don't even have to start. When you let it through, it's you. You can find a way, one step back home. You can find a way, you already know where to go. Crackling leaves burning away, making the evening turn into day. Up the pieces and throw them away. You already know where you're going. You're going back home. When you hear a voice inside your soul, you can feel it making you whole. When you let that word be heard, you can find a way, one step back home. You can find a way, you already know where you're going. When you hear a voice inside your head, and you already know what it said. When the voice is true, it's you. When you hear a voice,